welcome to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible Reading Plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for May 28th comes from Deuteronomy 1. Although Deuteronomy is one of the longer books in the Old Testament, with 34 chapters, it does not represent the passage of much time. In Deuteronomy, we do not read new narratives of Israel's journey through the wilderness, nor of new battles Israel fights, nor even of new ways that Yahweh provides for his people. For the most part, Deuteronomy includes only one speech, the final words of Moses before he dies, immediately before God's people enter into the Promised Land under the new leadership of Joshua. Through this speech, Moses renews Yahweh's covenant with Israel one final time before his death. Since Yahweh's covenant is one in which Yahweh makes promises to Israel and also commands Israel to obey his law, the focus in Deuteronomy is on words. The words that Moses preaches, but even more so the word of Yahweh as revealed through his law. Even the name for this book in Hebrew, Eleh HaDevarim, means these are the words. Deuteronomy, the English name, comes from a Greek translation of Deuteronomy 17 verse 18, where the phrase copy of the law was translated as a second law, Deuteronomion. But it is important to recognize that Deuteronomy does not contain new legislation from Yahweh. In Deuteronomy, Moses is instead expounding, clarifying, and applying the law to the people of Israel, not simply repeating it, but offering a commentary on the whole law that Israel had received at Mount Sinai. Still, these are not the dry, intellectual, final thoughts of an aloof scholar. Deuteronomy is Moses' final plea for Israel to obey the word of Yahweh after Moses' death, as Peter Craigie notes in his commentary. He writes this, "The style is hortatory, that of an orator addressing his congregation with words designed to move them to obedience and commitment to the Lord of the covenant." It would be far more accurate, then, to say that Deuteronomy really represents Moses' final sermon before his death, which is what we read in Deuteronomy 1 verse 5. Moses undertook to explain this law. Deuteronomy is the glory of Moses' ministry. In this book, Moses reminds Israel of how Yahweh had intervened to save them, calling Israel to be his people out of free grace, and now demanding that his people walk in his laws and statutes. Deuteronomy represents the best that Moses has to offer. But in Deuteronomy, we will also see that the glory of Moses' ministry is already fading. Not only will Joshua replace Moses as Israel's leader in the short term, but Moses himself will testify to the coming of a much greater leader for God's people in the long term, one who would come as a king in Deuteronomy 17 verses 14 through 20, and who would qualify as a greater prophet than even Moses, according to Deuteronomy 18, verses 15 through 22. As we study Deuteronomy, pay attention to the way the shadow of Jesus Christ grows larger and larger. Thanks for listening to the Free Daily Bible Study Podcast. If you're enjoying this podcast, would you take a moment to leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher? You can leave a review by visiting freedailybiblestudy.com/iTunes or freedailybiblestudy.com/Stitcher.